fascinating to look at the vocations of people in the Bible, individuals whom the Word records as having a specific purpose in God's plan. When the prophet Samuel shows up at Jesse's ranch, ready to anoint someone as king, he doesn't tell Jesse he's out recruiting the next king of Israel. When the Lord initially tells Samuel to go to Jesse's place to find the future king, Samuel tells the Lord he's worried that word will get back to Saul, the reigning king. And if that were to happen, there would be heck to pay. So the Lord instructs Samuel to simply say he's there to consecrate Jesse and his boys and to make a sacrifice to the Lord. No mention of anointed vocation necessary. As Jesse's sons arrive for the event, Samuel watches them closely. First, he sees Eliab, handsome, tall, strong, and thinks, "This has got to be the guy." But the Lord tells Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. And so the pageant continues, as one by one Jesse's sons walk in front of Samuel, with Samuel realizing one by one that each was not the one. It seems that all the options have been exhausted. Then Jesse remembers that he has one more kid, the youngest, David, who's out taking care of sheep somewhere in the back 40. When David is brought into Samuel's presence, the Lord tells Samuel that David is the one. And so Samuel anoints David in front of his brothers. But notice what's missing. Samuel never says David is being anointed as the next king. A job title is never mentioned. Maybe Jesse had an inkling of what might be up, but Samuel is on a secret mission. What does result from this anointing is the Spirit of the Lord comes on David, and not just kind of. The Word records that the Spirit comes in power. Over the coming years, David will wear many vocational titles. Shepherd, rock slinger, musician, armor bearer, mercenary, career army, and finally, king. The unique threads God had placed in David allowed him to become the anointed king. But the same anointed David carried the power of God with him through shepherding, Philistine felling, performing as a one-boy pop band in Saul's court. The personality of his heart, his passion, his integrity, his courage were with him through it all, regardless of if he was singing to God in a pasture or in the palace. The vocation didn't make the man. The man made the vocation. Moses worked for his father-in-law. Rahab was employed as the original working girl. Ezra tasted food for the king's kitchen. Paul sewed tents. Luke had a medical practice. Matthew collected taxes. Peter fished for a living. Phoebe designed textiles. And yet, we don't remember them for how they made a living. We remember them for how they lived. I would love for my kids to find vocations in which they blossom. If their beautiful threads translate into glowing careers, fantastic. But more importantly, I hope their beautiful threads shine, even if the job isn't awesome or the benefits are non-existent. Madison, my fainting pre-med major, finished her degrees in French and neurobiology. To date, she's not headed to med school so she can put MD after her name and make a doctor. She's taken her ability to focus deeply, her attention to detail, and her adoration of little ones to create a career for herself matching child caregivers to children. She uses her beautiful threads to recruit, train, and manage loving, nurturing caregivers while ensuring that the kids receive the best care possible. She may go on to have several other careers, careers in which her threads will shine brightly. The vocation isn't making the woman. The woman is making the vocation.